Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monday, June 13th. Here's what's trending on Q104. Yesterday, a bipartisan group of senators announced an agreement on principle for gun safety legislation, which, according to their statement, includes needed mental health resources, improves school safety and support for students, and helps ensure dangerous criminals and those who are judged as mentally ill can't purchase weapons. The announcement includes the support of 10 Republican senators, including Ohio's Rob Portman, which would give the proposal enough support to overcome the Senate filibuster and potentially become law. Now, this is all happening as Senate Bill 215 takes effect today in Ohio. It allows any legal gun owner to carry a concealed firearm without the permit and training that was previously required. The law also negates the requirement that legal gun owners tell police officers they have a gun in the car during traffic stops. The FDA said yesterday that kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for kids under five. Last week, they said the same thing about Moderna's vaccine for children. And on Wednesday, officials could officially clear both vaccines, and vaccinations for children under five could be shipped out starting next week. The Guardians wrapped up their weekend series with the A's with a 6-3 win yesterday. They're now 11-4 in their past 15 games. They're going to be in Colorado starting tomorrow night. Today looks very nice. We're going to be near 80, but we could have some strong thunderstorms later on tonight. 66 right now. That's what's trending on Q104.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, this is WQAL and WQAL HD1 Cleveland. Station.
Hollywood Dirt Sheet is on right now. Here's Morgan.
Justin Bieber reveals face paralysis due to Ramsey Hunt syndrome diagnosis. Justin Bieber was forced to postpone some shows on his Justice tour because he was ill. Well, now he's opened up about what exactly is going on with him. In a post on social media, Justin shared that he had been diagnosed with Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is a virus that affected a nerve in his ear, causing the left side of his face to be completely paralyzed.
As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face.
Justin says the condition is pretty serious, which is why he had to postpone dates. And I did see an upgraded Instagram story that said, "Can you please pray for me? I'm having trouble eating now."
It is definitely serious. Ugh. And when you think about what's going on with him, and when you factor in Haley having that stroke,
yes, I know,
while back, what is going on with these two?
I know. I hope
Unreal.
That they're okay. Britney Spears is giving fans a peek at her fairy tale wedding. Britney and Sam got married last week, but now Britney has shared photos and a video from the big day on social media. One of the pics saw some of her celebrity guests, including Madonna, who she says she kissed again, Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez, Paris Hilton, and Donatella Versace, who designed Britney's gown, all there. She also shared a video of moments from the big day, including her and Sam at the altar, her horse-drawn carriage, the jewelry she wore, and her guests sending them off with sparklers. She captioned it, "Fairy tales are real." And Jurassic World Dominion tops the box office. The dinosaurs ruled the box office this weekend as Jurassic World Dominion racked up an impressive $143 million in opening weekend. Top Gun Maverick continues to have staying power with $50 million to take this weekend for second place. It's the first weekend in the pandemic era that had collective box office sales of over $200 million. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. A tied NBA Finals heads to the West for Game 5 between the Warriors and the Celtics on ABC. The Neighborhood and NCIS is on CBS. Don't forget the lyrics and Beat Shazam is on Fox. American Ninja Warrior and Weakest Link on NBC. And Below Deck Sailing Yacht is on Bravo. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, always up at Q104.com. Get it there as well as on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.